Hey everyone, I'm Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here today. And if you're struggling, just welcome to this community. I'm so thankful that you chose to spend 5 minutes with me and with the scriptures. Right now we have jumped over to Mark 4 and we're going to hear a parable today, which I'm super excited about. And we're in chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, and we're in the New Living Translation. It says this: "Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, 'Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we see you in a boat. We see you being surrounded by crowds. We see you pulling off from shore so that you're not mobbed by the crowd. You were popular, Jesus, because you were doing some amazing things that no one else had ever done. Your teaching was with authority. You raised people who could not walk, and now they could walk. You gave sight to the blind. You healed those who came to you. You set free those who were encumbered by demonic possession. You did so many amazing things when you walked this earth, and because of that, you are popular. But I also love that you didn't only talk about theology, although I love theology, but you told stories to help us to grasp what it is you wanted to tell us. You could have just said, "Hey, everybody, there's, you know, four ways that people respond to the message. Some fall away, some do this, some do that, and some grow." But instead, you gave us an illustration that all of us can relate to, because we all understand what it's like to have a seed, to put a seed in the soil and watch it grow. And this is the kind of parable that is timeless. It can be for us today in the 21st century. Can't say that word very well. But it was also for those in your century as well. And so thank you for this parable. And I know we're going to unpack it more tomorrow. But I love that seed is scattered. And seed to me shows potential. And Lord, help us to be like farmers scattering seed, that we are willing to just plant seeds of belief, or plant seeds of the gospel in people's lives by the way that we act, by what we say, and how we serve others, how we conduct our lives. Help us to be seed planters. And this is, it's not up to us to try to make the seed grow. It's not up to us to try to force someone to become a Christian. The Holy Spirit, that is His job, to woo and to lead people to the Lord. We're just simply here to plant seeds. Someone else might water, someone else might harvest, and that's okay. And in this parable, we see that sometimes all we have to do is plant the seed, but sometimes things get snatched away. Sometimes the cares of this world choke out the seed that has started. And Lord, we pray, as I look at these four particular types of soil, we pray for those people that are represented there. So we pray for the ones that have been taken away on the footpath, so the birds came and ate it. Those are those who have been scattered, and the enemy just comes and just like snatches them away quickly. And so we pray for those people in our lives. We also pray for the ones in the shallow soil who start really fast and they do really great and then they fall away. And we also pray for those who are choked by the thorns of this world. They have really had an actual plant and they have grown, but the thorns have been allowed to pull them apart and break them and not hinder their growth. And so, Lord, we pray for our thorny friends. And Lord, we also pray for those who are doing well, and we just pray for the Christians around the world who are following you. Lord, it helps me to remember that it's not all about me here in the United States of America, but there are actually believers around the world being persecuted for your name, for your glory. And so we just take a moment right now to lift them up to you and believe that you will sustain. And I thank you that there is such a special place in heaven for those who have been martyred for your sake. But Lord, give them the strength that they need today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can support the podcast. And just want to thank you ahead of time for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.